Just direct me, director.
Yo, 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 it's your man, Big Daddy Roughneck. You're tuned into the Gary Brugman Podcast. Prepare to be entertained.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to episode 63 of the Gary Brugman Podcast. Me and TJ got a great show for you tonight. I said good show last night. It's going to be a great fucking show tonight. So, grab on to something tight. There's my brother TJ. We're going to be bouncing off some guardrails, so let's get to it. What's up?
What's up?
Are you okay?
Mr. Brugman.
You okay?
Yeah.
Have another cigarette.
Little dry smoke.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Hello, America, and hello, Texas, and listeners across the globe, because people are listening to us in Spain, in Qatar, brother. In Qatar, we just picked up Qatar. I don't know who's in Qatar, but
about that dude in Italy?
Right? Italy. Yep. Australia. They listen to us across the globe.
I got you to say it right. Italy. That's right. No, I knew you could say it.
I can say Italy. That's where all the Italians are at. But
moving on.
Hey, anyway, welcome, America. Well, hello, Texas, and welcome back to the Bridge of the Starship Enterprise. I'm your host, James T. Kirk, and here's my partner, Leonard Bones McCoy.
Oh, okay.
Hey, he was my favorite, bro. He was my favorite.
Bones, really?
Bones was the shit, yeah, him. And, dude, if you found humor in Mr. Spock, there was something wrong, you know? Because Mr. Spock was a funny motherfucker, man, let me tell you.
I love the engineer, Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty was badass, too. Scotty was badass, too. But, dude, Bones was just freaking hysterical, man. His attitude was so on point for to be in space, you know? He's like the last person that should be in space. So, but episode 63, man. Welcome back to this true American Flat Dark Earth podcast. I'm excited about it. Spent the weekend in Fort Worth. I was taking a little, I was observing a class up there. It was a little Krav Maga class that I was checking out with some Israeli guys. I was hanging out with Pack and Granny, Fairy Gunmother, Edwina Parker from Defender Outdoors, and I was checking that out. It was really cool.
What do you mean when you say Israeli? Do you mean like Mossad?
No, they were IDF. They were Israeli IDF, and now they are civilian contractors. They got a company called No Shots Fired, and they
Mino Ablo, okay. IDF.
Israeli Defense Forces. They were Israeli soldiers.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
they
you
were Israeli soldiers. So, but it was a good class. I got to check out a lot of it, and it was Pack and Granny's birthday.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to Pack and Granny, a.k.a. the Philly Gunmother.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we had a good time. And there was some good people up there, man. And I got to take my mom on a little road trip. And
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was good. She had fun. Now she's here observing the podcast.
What up? Hola, mama.
They said hello, mama. Hello. She said hello.
Hello. We can hear her.
Yeah, so she's hanging out in the corner over here. Where is she? There she go.
Aww.
Yep.
She looks so tiny and little.
She is. She's like 4'11".
4'11".
105. She shrunk like 2 inches.
Now, does she qualify to be a little person now?
No, that's 4'10½".
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So before we get to it, I want to let y'all know, if y'all listen to this podcast, not only subscribe, but leave me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. All right. And a short review so we can get up the ranks. If you like the podcast, share it. If you love the podcast, share it. Leave us 5 stars. Leave us a short review. If you don't like the podcast, you can still share it. I don't give a shit what you do or don't. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. You know? Don't listen to it.
It's
just two guys talking with a couple of guests every now and then. We got some great listeners, you know? But somebody was asking me what the podcast was about. Last week, and I was telling them.
I get the same question. I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, And I was telling, I was like, oh, so you're just another one of those podcasts, you know, just telling the news of what and your opinions about what you think. And I was like, well, yeah, it's my podcast. I talk about what I want. If you don't like it, don't fucking listen to it. You know, plain and simple.
I totally agree.
But we're trying to move up the ratings. So if you want to leave us 5 stars and a short review, we appreciate it. And as usual, you're at the mercy of whatever interests us today. And you can listen to us on all platforms that have podcasts, because we're everywhere, including iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Radio Republic, YouTube, Rumble. We're on all of that. We're on Rumble.
Rumble. Yeah. I'm not even on Rumble.
Well, we're on Rumble. Yes, you are.
Oh, it's time to go on Rumble, I guess. Yeah. I heard good things about Rumble.
You are on Rumble.
I like the Rumble.
So I got some backup here tonight. I got my...
I used to like the Rumble.
Black... Yeah, we all liked to Rumble back in the day. you know, before it was a Rumble, it used to be called a Jitterbug. Back in the 50s, when they used to rumble in the streets, it was called the Jitterbug.
I did not know that.
Got me some espresso. Got me a beer. Oh, dude. Got me a beer backup right here.
That can that you sent to me, and I let everybody know, Gary sent me a beautiful package, and it had one of those Black Rifle canned coffee espressos.
Yes.
It was chock full of deliciousness.
It was good. I've ended up buying it by the case. I got to have it. It's awesome.
Yeah, I could see that habit forming.
Dude, this is turning into a total True American Flat Dark Earth podcast. I love it.
True American.
So
FDE.
So again, we're trying to make Joe Rogan number two. Joe Rogan, I want to get on your podcast. Me and TJ need to be there. So hit us up. You're our neighbor now. You're right here in Austin. I am down here in San Antonio. We're about 80 miles apart. I can get up to you in less than an hour. So maximum altitude. For all your custom truck accessories and off-road needs, call my brother Joey Max. Maximum Altitude has a state-of-the-art shop and showroom that will freaking floor you. Maximum Altitude has been in business here in San Antonio for 26 years, and Joey's the pioneer in custom trucks in South Texas. So go to MaximumAltitude.com, Maximum Altitude on Facebook and Instagram, or just call my brother Joey straight up at 210-655-0184. And don't worry, your wife called. She said it's okay.
And so did your mother, you basement dwellers. Get out there and spend some money.
That's right. If you go to Maximum Altitude, that's what you will do, because he's got nothing that you need. So let me tell you about O Patrol HQ. O Patrol HQ is a Facebook and Instagram page about life in the old Border Patrol. And if you ever wanted to know what it was like to be an old Border Patrol agent, you got to listen to the O Patrol HQ podcast. My bro Gil's got... patrol agents and inspectors from the 50s and 60s telling all these great stories, man. These guys in their late 80s and great stories, man. The pages are full of funny memes, quotes from famous and not so famous PAs, patrol agents. And don't forget to go to www.opatrolhq.bigcartel.com, because he's got some of the best Border Patrol merchandise around, man. Cups, t-shirts, hats, and you know what he's also got? He's got the official Gary Brugman podcast t-shirt for sale on the website. So $30 gets you a Gary Brugman podcast t-shirt delivered. $30 delivered.
You could get it in Border Patrol green, I believe that is.
Yep, and any color. You can get it in gray, but Border Patrol green is wherever it is. So follow O Patrol HQ for some history, laughs, and a few shenanigans along the way, because there ain't no patrol like the old patrol.
Because there ain't no patrol like the old patrol, baby.
That's right, brother. Honor first, honor always. And lastly, well, not lastly, but finally, we have...
As well.
Hero Soap Company. Stop that. Stop it, man.
Share it with the world, brother. I'm a believer now.
Hero Soap Company strives to pay homage to the values that our country was founded on by our forefathers. It's a veteran-owned company, and a portion of the sales is donated back to charities that are focused on helping veterans and first responders. So, and each bar of soap is made in Phoenix, Arizona, and all of the ingredients for the soap, the clothing, scrubs, and everything is sourced from companies right here in the United States of America, the good old US of A. So when you get all the stuff, you go to their website, herosoapcompany.com. You check out the scrubs, check out the soaps, check out the merchandise that they have. You put it all in your cart. When you get ready, when you're getting ready to check out, use promo code HONORFIRST. HONORFIRST for 10% off every single order. It's a promo code they came up with for the listeners of the Gary Brumman podcast themselves. It's also the motto of the U.S. Border Patrol. And wash your damn taints.
Wash your taint.
Wash your asses.
I recommend the peppermint cool.
For a tingly taint.
Tingly taint.
In the mornings.
Absolutely. Before your coffee.
A tingly taint in the morning. Let me tell you, man. So, brother, what's been happening the past few days? I heard you ain't been well.
No. By the grace of medicine right now, it's how I'm sitting before you. What has been banging me up, you know.
I may have to medicate myself tonight as well. I'm kind of sore. Shoulders and neck are killing me. I'm going to have to probably hit that Vicodin. I'm going to have to hit that Vicodin, brother. Make myself feel good and pass out. Hopefully, I'll feel better tomorrow. Look at that. What's behind you?
Hey, I'm going to show you something. Check it out.
Dude, that is killer. Look at that. There we go.
I'm coming. I wanted to give you long enough to see it because it just keeps rolling right through.
Nice. I like that.
Thanks for sharing that video with me. Look at how psychedelic that
Outstanding.
Is. Oh, wait, my head's in the way.
Head's always in the way.
Take a screenshot. GaryBrugman.com.
There you go.
GaryBrugman.com.
The Gary Brugman podcast. For those of you that are listening on the radio and can't see what's happening, he's got a background going on. He's got my logo, the podcast entry, and it's pretty cool. I like it.
A virtual background.
Yeah, it's what it is. So, bro, I was on my way up to Fort Worth today. Today, on Friday. And, dude, you have no idea how many billboards I saw that support President Trump. Look at that.
How many?
Dude, I must have seen at least a dozen. I got pictures of a few of them. But, dude, they're everywhere along I-35 in Texas, man. They're everywhere. And
Is that where all those pictures you were sending me?
Yeah. Those pictures I sent you are all the billboards along I-35.
That's one road?
Yep.
Okay.
Interstate I-35 heading straight to Fort Worth from DFW, which is the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Straight up I-35. I-35 goes all the way into Kansas. And, dude, I must have seen a dozen of them. God bless President Trump. That one I showed you where he's in the middle. You know, the sequel and all these other billboards,
the
man.
Sequel.
Yeah.
The sequel.
President Trump 2020, the sequel. Part two.
I drink to that, too.
Hey. Keep America great, brother.
Amen.
But yeah, man, I mean, I have no doubt that Texas is staying red. Everybody's been like, man, Texas is going to turn blue. It's borderline. It's this. Fuck that. No, it's not. Texas is staying the way it is. It is red. It's going to stay red. And I don't care how many people move here from them fucked up states because they're realizing that their states are fucked up and they're coming here. It's not going to fucking happen. They're going to learn real freaking quick that this isn't the place to do it.
Well, as we were, thinking about ideas to talk about before the show, we'll talk about the South Carolina Senate seat that Lindsey Graham has.
Right.
And he's being attacked by the Democrat Jamie Harrison, who in the last 3 months raised $57 million.
How the fuck is that even possible?
Because Chuck Schumer's got him under his wing.
Ah. Well, dude, you know what it is? You know what it is? And I've said this before on the podcast. You know what it is? Freaking Republicans need to start playing fucking dirty. okay? Because that's how Democrats play. They play fucking dirty. They don't follow the rules and then expect everybody else to, you know? But Democrat, but Republicans, conservatives, we are law-abiding, you know? We believe in the...
Conservatives,
we believe in the letter of the law, you know? So we always get trampled upon, you know? We always get trampled upon. What we need to do is start playing dirty. And you know what? I don't like playing dirty unless it's a real down fist fight where my life is, you know, then it's no holds barred. Anything goes. But this country is getting to the point where we need to start fighting back. And if we can't fight back with our fists and put these motherfuckers on dirt naps like they're freaking supposed to be, all these Antifa BLM motherfuckers, right? Then you know what? We need to start playing dirty in politics and get our country back to where it's supposed to be. We need to reunite. And sometimes you got to kick somebody's ass. Dude, have you ever had a freaking somebody growing up with that you couldn't stand and you guys fought all the time? And then one day you just had this big fucking major brawl. And after that, you're like best friends and become inseparable. I've had a bunch of those, man. I've kicked these people's asses so bad that they're like, all right, I'm your friend. You know? I don't want that again, you know?
Most of the time, the fights that we got into early in life were due to whatever sport we were playing out in front. You know what I mean? If it was stickball, wiffle ball, soccer,
Skelly,
kickball, it would turn into somebody accusing somebody of cheating. And then those two people duking it out.
Did you happen to throw stoop ball in there?
A what?
Stoop ball?
Stick ball.
No, I say, did you happen to throw stoop ball in there? You never played stoop ball?
Well, that's like kickball.
No. Stoop ball is like, you know, you got the front of the building, you have the stoop in the front, the stairs.
Right,
and you
right.
And you take your little Spalding ball and you throw it on the steps and see how far across the street you can get. And then, you know, it's either a base hit or a home run. It's called stoop ball.
Wall ball.
No, not wall ball. It's not a wall. It's a stoop.
It's a stoop.
I guess that's a New York City thing. Y'all flids didn't know about that.
Ass is up.
Yep.
Right on the handball court. Yep. Ass is up.
Yep. Dude, I remember. You remember when you used to play? What was it? You ever play box ball on the sidewalk? Right. You remember?
Yeah.
You remember when you used to call a Hindu?
Right. No.
No. Well, when the ball bounced twice and you hit it back, you call Hindu, right? I don't know why, but you just called Hindu. But we had a Hindu on our block named Bobby, so we used to call Bobby. Be like, Bobby!
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was back in the day, man. I haven't played that shit since the 70s, bro.
Things have changed now. Kids 70s. Don't go outside to play, huh?
Not at all, man. Not at all. To them, wall ball is throwing a Nerf ball off the wall into a little freaking basketball hoop.
You know, I remember having a conversation with a guy from Pakistan that I used to see often when I lived back home. And he used to tell me that the kids in Pakistan are way tougher than the kids in America. I'm like, what do you mean, kids? He's like, kids like from 5 to 13. He was like, they grow up so rough, so rugged. They fall down. They get hurt. They know how to fix themselves. They don't go running looking for mommy or daddy.
Right.
You know, mommy and daddy ain't coming running right over. Oh, you okay? You okay? He's like, kids grow up tougher, and those kids are tougher than the American kids that are growing up.
Today.
And then I worked for a school district, so I would watch the football practices. I would watch the lacrosse practices, the physical sports, you know?
Right.
And yeah, it looked like a bunch of mush bags out there.
Yeah, no shit. You know, when I was, I used to volunteer at the USO, 2010-ish around there, right? And I would sign everybody in. And, you know, San Antonio's a big military city. We got Air Force boot camp here. We got two Air Force bases. One, two. We used to have three, Kelly. But we got Randolph, Lackland, used to have Kelly, and we got Fort Sam and then the Naval, right? So big military city. And this dude comes walking in dressed up as a freaking Hooters girl. All right.
Wait. You said this dude?
Yeah.
You said this dude.
This Air Force recruit. Or I don't know if he was a recruit, but this airman walks out. I was like, oh, where you going? He goes, he pulls out his CAT card with his military ID. And I was, where you going? And he's like, we're coming to hang out. I was like, you can't come in here looking like that. You know, you need to be presentable. And he's like, it's my birthday. I said, I don't give a fuck if it's your birthday. I said, you know there's people on the other side of the world training at this very moment to fucking kill you? And you're walking around here dressed like a fucking Hooters girl? Not that there's anything wrong with Hooters girls. I like Hooters girls, but not when it's a fucking dude dressed up as one.
Now, was he getting hazed?
No, it was his birthday. He thought it was funny.
It wasn't initiation or anything into some sort of Air Force club?
Even if it was, it wasn't. He just said it was his birthday because he got pissy about it because he wanted to know why he couldn't. Freaking little 20-year-old puke, right? And I didn't let him in. He tried starting some stink, and I'm like, dude, you're not coming in here. And they called the manager, right? Alan Waterman, they called the manager. And he ran the place, and he's looking at me.
I'm curious to his opinion.
Oh, no, he didn't let him in either, but he was trying to be civil about it because that's his job because, you know, USO.
Corporate.
USO supports the military and whatnot. He didn't want to be offensive because, you know, it's his place, right? Not, he doesn't own it, but he's the guy that runs it. And I told him straight up, I said, dude, you let this guy in. I'm walking the fuck out of here right now.
And I'm sure a lot of people will, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, dude, but they were majority Air Force, and his friends were like, well, that's messed up. I was like, bounce. about face and forward march, motherfucker. You know? Yeah, but I was like, dude, there's people on the other side of the world training to kill you at this fucking moment. You're walking around like this? Really? This is how you're representing the fucking military? And that's what I told him. I said, when you come in here, yes, this place is for you. This place is for our military servicemen. So you can have a place to come, but you need to represent the military when you come in here. All right?
And who's girl?
Yeah, and yeah, but I'm lucky I won that one. But there was another incident that happened that I didn't win, and that's why I'm not there anymore. But
there was an incident at one of our fire department installation dinners, and we rent out a different place every year for installations. Blah blah blah. It was at a restaurant that also had a little catering hall on the side.
Right.
So the restaurant was having a speed dating night that ran over into when the fire department started arriving. So you got all these guys coming in, fire department uniforms, and all these girls are checking out the firemen that are walking in now. So a couple of guys, you know, got a couple of numbers. Some of them might even brought a guest in. And, there was a tranny at the bar, and the skirt was so short on this dude, you could see the sausage hanging out. So we go into our dinner, and that's the talk of everything. You know, it's like, oh, did you see the sausage hanging between the legs of that woman over there? And one of the ex-chiefs thought it would be funny to go and get that and bring it into our installation dinner and dance around with it. It went over like a lead balloon.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say to that. That's
disgusting.
I didn't need to hear that at this moment.
That is the morals leaving everywhere. You know, the moral human.
But how the fuck do they think that's okay?
That's what I'm saying. Some people think it's okay and funny, and some people are uptight about it. You know, I wasn't uptight about it, but I was like, damn, that person doesn't belong here.
Right.
Period.
I get it.
You know, shits and giggles aside, that person doesn't belong in here.
Right.
So I want to just go on record saying that the morals of Americans are lost.
It's getting there, man. It's getting there. I mean, you know, not for nothing, but that's not what this country was founded on. All right, this country was founded on honor, on God, and on freedom.
God. On God.
Yes, in God we trust. This country was founded on God. That's the whole, one of the reasons we left freaking England is because them freaking wig-wearing bastards up there were trying to they were trying to freaking be dictators,
wig wearing bastards. Christianity, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You know, it there's a reason why it's been around so long.
I'm telling you. I mean, you know, the Bible is the book, and that's that. You know, the Bible is the book.
And it's a book of morals. So if you're lost and you believe your morals are out of place, get into the book.
Everything, you know, life has a lot of changes. I mean, as of 2 weeks ago, my life has freaking changed, you know, completely. It's a complete 180, you know?
Yeah, man.
Everything that I had planned, everything that I had, you know, been pushing for with the pardon and everything, all that, it hasn't gone out the window, but it's gone on the top shelf or on the back burner, you know?
Right.
Because
it's still cooking.
Yeah, it's still cooking, but, you know, but right now, my mom has become my priority.
Absolutely.
You know, my mom has become my priority, and I got to be with her all the time because she can't be alone. And for the past 3 weeks, I have spent all my time with my mom, you know?
I know.
So that's become my mission. Life changes. Life's changing for her. I had to uproot her out of her apartment that she's still fighting me over. You know, to this day, she's like, take me home. I'm like, you are home. And she's like, no, I'm not. This isn't my home. And, you know, and I got to remind her how life has changed. And she don't like it, you know?
Right.
But when I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to do a lot of the times. I don't know what to do a lot of the times. I mean, all I can do, like, dude, when my wife left me, dude, my girls and my wife were gone. I didn't know what to do. So I just put everything in God's hands. And I just look up. I was like, I'm putting this on you because I don't know what the fuck to do, you know? And just like right now, I don't know what to do. I'm doing my best, but I don't know what to do.
One day at a time.
So you got to put your trust in God, and that's it. It's plain and simple. There is no other way, you know. And I get up and I don't read the Bible as much as I should, but I get up and I read a few verses every day, you know. And I have read the Bible front to back 3 freaking times. I did that when I was in prison. All right? Read the Bible front to back 3 times. And it gets you through. I mean, it's the book of morals. It's the word of God, and I firmly believe that, you know. So,
well, you have a lot of people that will say, well, man created God. God did not create man. And those individuals have to understand, isn't that something the devil would say?
Exactly.
So if you believe in the devil, that means you must believe in a God.
Right. And
you can't believe in the devil without a God. You can't believe in a God without the devil. There's good and evil. It's in you. You know good and bad, good and evil.
You know, and I believe that the power of God trumps over everything. All right. There is no power. You know, sometimes when I'm when I'm really, really scared. When I say scared, I don't think that anybody's gonna hurt me or anything. But when I'm scared, when I think I'm being tempted and evil is around and couple of times when I was gonna freaking put a freaking bullet in my head when I felt like it, you know, I said, God encase me, and I would always picture this bubble around me, God putting this bubble that nothing can get through, nothing can get through. Yes, and I was safe, you know. What movie was that? Was it the Goonies where they were in that Ferris wheel thing, and it was like a bubble around them, and they smashed through everything? What the hell movie was that? Anyway, it was indestructible and nothing can get me. And that's how I feel that God protects me a lot of times when I don't know what to do.
Right.
And then I call up my buddy Ed Hendy in Houston and talk to him and ask him what I need to do, because he hasn't steered me wrong yet.
He's got to be a hell of an inspiration to talk to.
He is. He called me today while I was traveling back home and
amazing story.
Yeah, and he's a jerk. He messes with me all the time. He's a jerk.
He's a jerk, he says. But
he's awesome. Oh, no, he's a jerk. I told you what he did to me when I had a wreck back in 2012, right?
He brought you some donuts?
No. Oh, no, that was somebody else.
Oh, okay.
But I was on my way to work. It was 5:30 in the morning, and there was already a wreck on the highway, and it was two pickup trucks that were sideways, and there was a bus, one of those Mexican buses that brings people to and from the border. It was a big motor coach, right?
Okay.
Sitting on the side of the road. So I came around the bend and it was raining, and all of a sudden these cars are in my way and I'm doing like 60 miles an hour. I'm like, oh shit. So I hit the brakes. I picked up speed because I was sliding, and I was like heading straight for the pickup trucks. And I was like, okay, I need to go for that space in between the bus and the end of it, because if I T-bone these trucks, I'm done, right? So I squeezed this car in between, a 6-foot hood in between 3 feet of freaking space. Right.
Oofa.
Yeah, sideswiped the whole bus, went through whatever, and then I got hit three times from behind.
So three times.
Three times. I got hit three times from behind. It was a 14 car pileup. I was car number four.
Maron.
Yeah.
Me.
So I get taken to the hospital, and I was airbags went off, and I was working the oil field, so I had this poison gas monitor, H2S monitor. I had it on my chest, right, clipped onto my shirt. When the airbag went off, it freaking pushed it into my freaking chest. I had a big black and blue right here, right? And then I ended up separating my ribs, like my muscle came apart from my ribs, right? When the other cars hit. So anyway, I get taken to the hospital. I'm in trauma, and Joey shows up, right? My boy Joey shows up, Joey Max, and he somehow notified Ed, and Ed called me up, and I'm lying in bed like this, right? And he calls me up, and I'm like, hello. And he goes, hey, big boy, what happened? I'm like, oh, Ed, man, this is what happened. And I just told him that story, right?
Right.
And he goes, man, feel better. And he's like, and he goes, well, and I told him what happened. He goes, well, what part of this was your fault? I was like, nah, man, I was just driving, and these cars were already in wreck. He goes, oh, so you're like Danica Patrick, you know, the race car. You're like Danica Patrick, who always wrecks and blames everybody else. I'm like, yeah, you're not funny, Ed. You're not funny. So anyway, time goes by. About
funny to me.
So about 20 minutes goes by, and I get another phone call, right? But it's a unknown number, so I pick it up, and it's this Mexican guy, and he's like, "Oh yeah, wey, ¿cómo estás?" And I'm like, "Who's this?" You know, this is all in Spanish. What I'm going to say here was all in the Spanish conversation, right?
Okay.
He's like, "Hey man, how you feeling?" I'm like, "Who's this?" He goes, "This is the bus driver." I'm like, "Oh." He goes, you were in the accident this morning? I was like, yeah. He goes, yeah, I was the guy driving the bus. I was like, oh, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, what happened, but I didn't get a chance because they took me to the hospital and stuff. He goes, where the hell did you learn to drive? I'm like, excuse me? And he's like, where the hell did you learn to drive? I'm like, what are you talking about? I said, your bus was in the way. He goes, no, you came flying around that corner like an idiot, man. Where'd you get your license, in a gumball machine? And I'm like,
oh, shit.
And I'm like, motherfucker, who are you talking to? Right? And he's like, I just want to know how you're going to pay for the bus. And I'm like, pay for the bus?
How I was did like, you get my number?
Pay for the fucking bus. I said, let me tell you something, mother. And dude, and I'm cursing up a freaking storm. And
who
this,
was it?
And this guy, but he's getting under my skin because he's like, well,
who was it?
My
had boss, to be a friend.
My boss says, I just need to talk to you and whatever. I said, well, let me tell your boss. He goes, you know what? Tell him yourself. So he puts a freaking his boss on the phone, and he's like, hello, Danica. And I was like, let me tell you something, you son of a... What'd you say? It was fucking
Ed.
It was Ed. He got one of his Mexican immigrant workers.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, it's not.
He's an inspiration, and he's got a killer sense of humor.
Yeah.
I like the guy. I didn't even meet him.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's laughing his ass off because I was like, 20 minutes early, I'm like in the bed, and like, oh, and then this motherfucker gets me fired up, and I'm standing up on the freaking table yelling at him. You son of a bitch!
Well, one hand with the phone to you, the other hand across your ribs, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Because you got to hold yourself together to talk. I remember those days, man. Those days sucked.
Yep. So... But yeah, man, let's hold on and break out some music, dude. Like I've told everybody before, the Gary Brugman Podcast is proud to have been picked up and is now part of Heroes Media Group Network. So check out their articles and other podcasts on heroesmediagroup.com. It's also Heroes Media Group on Facebook and Instagram. And you can find us on there as well under shows. We're there with a whole bunch of other podcasts, great podcasts that you can listen to. And there's also a link to our podcast on my website, GaryBrugman.com. Go and check it out. And we need to thank Active Carry Tech. Active Carry Technologies was developed for everyone. And after several years of making kits with federal and state agencies, they decided to go on their own and figure out that everyone can be a first responder. So go to Active Carry Technologies at ActiveCarryTech.com. That's T-E-C. Drop the H. T-E-C.com. And check out their IFACs. Check out their tactical kits.
I fucking love those guys.
I fucking love them too, man. They're awesome. They got tactical kits. My favorite being the BORTAC. And for those of you that know Abla, IFACs are individual first aid kits that you can have with you all the time. And they're great. And of course,
I fucking love their posts too.
And of course, we need to thank Swifty.
Swifty.
Why can't I see you right now, brother?
Because that's you, like, perfect. Look, I like that meme.
So, Swifty, thank you for everything. You made my dream come true in my motorcycle. And I gave you a basket case, and you gave me my vision come through. Thanks, brother. I really appreciate it. Go to my webpage, GaryBrugman.com. Go down to sponsors, and you will see a link to Swifty's. You will see a link to Swifty's motorcycle shop right there. He's in Crowley, Texas, and one of the best damn mechanics around, man. Make sure you check him out.
Swifty!
Hey. So,
I thought that was funny. Last time we were talking, you're like, it sounds like you're falling down a hole. Swifty!
Yeah, right? Or if or if you're skiing, you're like, Swifty!
We crack ourselves up, man. That's awesome.
Swifty!
Falling down the elevator shaft. Swifty!
There you go, right? Oh, man. Dude, you know.
So what's the matter with my meme? You didn't like, I went off camera to show the meme here. And you don't like that meme?
I was talking to you about something, and all of a sudden there's a meme. That's all.
Right. You could talk through memes, can't you?
So
I didn't know it distracted you.
So
I'm sorry.
Real quick before anything else. All right.
Show it to him.
I'm gonna. Right here.
America.
America Bourbon. Check it out. America Bourbon. It's Recon Marine owned. It's bottled in Galveston, Texas. And America Bourbon gives back to several nonprofit organizations such as TAP and Recon Sniper Foundation and several others. It's aged a minimum of 1 year, 1 year in oak. And you can get a quality bourbon at an affordable shelf price of $21 to $24. It's carried in 45 states and it's carried by Walmart nationally. Dude, you need to check this bourbon out. It's freaking awesome. America Bourbon. All right.
America.
Veteran owned.
Recon Marine
owned. Check it out. All right. Check it out. It's good stuff.
Check it out.
It's really good stuff. I'm waiting for a special day to crack that bottle.
Special day.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna crack it on the next one that ends with Y.
Ba-dum-bum.
There we go. So what else we got, man? What else we got going on?
I don't know, man. You got the stimulus bill. You got a lot of news shit going on, man. You want to talk about news? You want to talk about weather?
No. Yeah, weather, dude. What's going on by you? Because it was 100. You know what I heard? I heard that this Delta storm that's going on, right?
Right.
It was so big that it freaking sucked all the cool air from all the surrounding states. And like in Texas, it was 70 degrees last week. And this, because, you know, the hurricanes thrive on cool air, right?
Right.
And warm water, right? So it dragged all the freaking hot air in from Arizona and all the deserts. It dragged it. Dude, it was 100 degrees here today. It's been in the 90s.
I have been banged up for 3 days. And the weather that's been coming through here has been heavy and hard. say the least.
No shit. Your bones got to be killing you.
Yeah, joints. My joints are killing me, man. Mm. Also, they put me on vitamin D. They said I had a vitamin D deficiency, so they put me on vitamin D. I don't know if that has something to do with it.
Dude, I can say that it possibly does because I was on vitamin D a while ago, and it just made me achy, man.
What do they call it? 50,000 units or some shit? I take one pill a week. Mm. I don't know. We'll see. I might have to take eliminate that from my repertoire of pills.
Eliminate it and see how you feel. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Run the test of elimination. Process of elimination. There you go.
Exactly. I know what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down, Mr. Brugman.
There you go. But, dude, as far as the podcast and to everybody out there, as far as the podcast, I got a whole slew of guests lined up that have said that they would come on the podcast. But I have been so busy the past 3 weeks with my mom.
Schedule.
Yeah, I haven't been able to schedule it, and I've also, she's become my priority, and I'm not putting the podcast behind because the podcast will continue, but it's amazing how much time one little old lady can take from you, you know, she's become my world now, and that's my priority, you know?
Yeah.
And I gotta make sure she doesn't get hurt, I gotta make sure she's safe, I gotta make sure she doesn't have you,
who does she have?
Exactly. Exactly, you know, and that's where I'm at. But the podcast will continue, and I'm going to line up some guests here this week, so we will start having some more here soon. And get ready for a studio revamp. Get ready.
Another one?
Get ready for a studio revamp. Yep. Well, it'll probably stay mostly the same. I'm just going to expand on it a little bit. I'm going to try to upgrade a few things, so that'll be coming soon as well.
And, me too. I'm thinking about I might have to change the shirt and put a – throw somebody else up in there.
There you go. So you're gonna take out John St. Nick?
I might move him to the side and bring another one in. I got room over there. See, I got some room over there.
There you go.
Yeah, I would much rather prefer the camera being further away from me, but I lost an argument pre-podcast to Gary that I had to pull it up, and he wanted to see more of this. I don't know anybody that my wife doesn't want to see more of this.
Dude, we'll sit back how you say you like to. Go ahead. Now sit back.
Wait, I'm not done yet. I want to make sure that's in there. And now this is where I'm at. Same position. Nope, I just pushed it back to get my president's flag in there.
Sit back. Like you're... See, that's what you do. That's what you do that I'm saying no. Okay?
Well, I can't do that anymore because that hurts my back. So if you notice, I've been leaning on the desk.
That's funny because when we started that argument, that's not how you were. You were further back. So that's how that happened, Mayor Lightfoot.
That Mayor Lightfoot happened back weeks ago. That shit was the funniest thing you dropped on me, man.
And woo! and even JP... Even JP Cervantes said that your voice goes in and out, and I keep saying that's because he puts his microphone over here and then he sits back over here like this. That's what he does.
I like that effect sometimes. I don't want to be so loud like this, so I'll say it back here. Well, and I'll say it like passing, like I'm on an escalator. Swifty.
Well, you know, I get messages and texts and calls from people saying that they can't hear you. Yeah, saying that they can't hear you, that I need to do something about it. So I'm trying, but you don't listen.
Hey, baby, I'm talking right into the mic, and I'm coming straight at you.
That's the way I like it.
You and you and you.
Have you ever listened to Joe Pags?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you see how powerful
he starts his show?
Have you ever heard how powerful his voice is?
Yes.
Okay. That's because he don't sit back here when he talks on the mic. When he talks, he's right here. Have you ever seen me? I'm always on the mic. You got to be on the mic.
I'm Tato Jr. I'm the sidekick. I don't have to always be up on the mic. Dude, I could be sitting behind you in the background, kick back with a cocktail, just be in the peanut gallery.
This argument's
going. That's right.
This argument's going nowhere. That's right.
Left them silent. You heard that, ladies and gentlemen? I left Mr. Gary Brugman silent.
No, you haven't left me silent. I just not in the mood to have this argument right now because you're wrong. All right, you're wrong.
See, you Ricans are so hard-headed, man.
Oh, and you Italians ain't?
I've been waiting to drop that Rican all show.
And you Italians ain't?
I got that Irish.
Are you Sicilian, man? Are you Calabrese, or are you Napoletan? Which one is it?
Calabrese.
You're fucking hard-headed. My first wife was Calabrese. Freaking hard-headed.
Okay? Mountain Guinea.
There you go. There you go. Mountain.
But I'm also Irish. My Irish heritage is from Loughland, Ireland.
What is it? The Calabrese are hard-headed and the Sicilians are backstabbers. That's what I've heard. Straight from the Italians.
Yeah, I never did much business with Sicilians, to tell you the truth. My father always shied us away from that.
That's probably why. He wanted to get stabbed in the back.
I gotta say, man, my parents were hell of an entrepreneurs.
Dude, so I got a FaceTime call from Dave DeVito right before the show. We were on the phone for a minute. He's having a good time out there at Disney, man. But he said, yeah, he's at Disney, Walt Disney World.
Ooh, man, I wonder what that's like with a fucking diaper mashed in the hot sun.
That's what he was saying. He said you got to have your mask on all the time at Disney. And he said he was on a racetrack ride with his kid, right? So his kid was up ahead of him, and they're on a racetrack, like on the go-karts, right? Like on a freaking track. I guess it's one of those like K1 fucking go-karts.
Oh, I know
right?
it. I know it.
So he says, he was like, fuck it. So he took his mask off, and he goes around a turn. He says this freaking lady came running out of the bushes, jumped in front of his freaking car. Stop, stop, stop. He says he almost ran her fucking over.
I would have fucking ran her over.
Yeah.
And
he's like, what happened? You know? And she's like, you got to put your mask on. I said, you know what? I'd have ran her over anyway. Fuck it. Mask
and
this
must
shit.
Comply in Disney, and you're not going to get a refund if you don't comply. So what do? You have to comply.
Yep.
That's big money to go to Disney.
I know it ain't cheap, man.
Oh no,
I've only been once.
Now here's the thing I dislike about Disney is they give you these bracelets as tickets now.
Right.
So you'll get this rubber tracking device. Mm-hmm. That gets you everywhere, that pays for your stuff.
You can use it as a credit card.
They know who you are, where you are at all times. And yet everybody that's with you has to, you know, everybody's got one. There's not one for the whole group.
Right.
Everybody's got one individually.
But it doesn't track you, dude.
Yes, it tracks your movements all over the park.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just to pay for shit. I figure they track you, like when you pay for shit, they know where you're at, but it's not like a GPS tracker. You know how much that shit costs?
It's exactly what it is, a GPS tracker, Gary.
No shit.
What's a Disney ticket going for right now? Last time I went to Disney was 18 years ago.
All right.
Okay. And it was $99 a ticket.
I think now, it's a couple of hundred dollars now.
I'll go. Hey Siri, how much is a Disneyland?
Are you really Hey Sirian right now?
Yeah, why not? That's the fastest way.
I found this on the web for how much is a Disneyland ticket.
What the fuck's voice is that?
That's my Australian guy.
You got a guy for Siri?
Yeah, man. Oh, this is like some fucking bootleg Disney.
Yeah, it's the quickest way.
Disney World.
All right, so
I'm gonna look that up because I'm very curious. You should, yeah. I'm gonna say it's gonna be well over $150.
Oh yeah, I know it is. Yes, I don't remember what we paid, but I think an adult was over $200. But I think that time has come.
No. Well, that concludes this episode of the Gary Brugman Podcast. Please like and subscribe on social media. I'm your man's Big Daddy Roughneck saying stay frosty and always watch your six.
Yeah, everybody, thank you. We have concluded another episode. I want to tell you all to be careful out there, man. It's a crazy world. I need y'all to be safe, be vigilant, stay savage, and God... Texas, an honor first. See y'all next time. Love y'all. Peace. Hey everybody, Gary Brugman here from the Gary Brugman Podcast. I'm here to talk to you about Hero Soap Company. Hero Soap Company strives to pay homage to the values that our country was founded on by our forefathers. They are a veteran-owned company, and a portion of the sales is donated back to charities that are focused on helping veterans and first responders. Each bar of soap is made in Phoenix, Arizona, and all ingredients for their scrubs, soap, and clothing are sourced from companies right here in the United States of America. Use promo code HONORFIRST for 10% off every order. It's a promo code that they came up with just for listeners of the Gary Brugman Podcast. And you can use it every time. Ain't that right, brother? It's time to wash your taint.
Wash that taint. And you just can't use that promo code once. You get to use it multiple times every order.
That's right. That's right. Every order, 10% off, promo code HONORFIRST.
Hey, I can't wait to try the peppermint cool.
Peppermint cool on your taint?
Ooh, that's going to be an experience.
That's right. Peppermint cool on the taint. I'm going to make a meme about that.
Hero Soap Company, get you some.